It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Experts say prevention programs have the potential to cut the number of child abuse cases in half. Marisa DeMarco has more.
Horrifying and fatal cases of child abuse and neglect are pervasive in New Mexico. People here are asking the question, how do we stop this? Nationally, evidence is showing that prevention is the key. Fingers are pointed at police, at social workers, at the state, at social inequity and poverty, where programs that intervene early and aim to help whole families have been shown to reduce the number of child abuse and neglect cases by at least half, while also decreasing child fatalities. Charles Salee, deputy director of the Legislative Finance Committee, talked to lawmakers on the Court's Corrections and Justice Committee about programs that get in the door before children are hurt rather than after.
Child Protective Services is made up of a lot of well-intentioned people that, by design, the system is highly reactionary. Sometimes those reactions result in better things for kids, sometimes not so good things for kids and families.
New Mexico is one of the states that spends the least on prevention services in the nation, but Congress included new money for them in the national budget this year, and the feds will match state spending starting next fall. So it will be up to legislators and a new governor to determine how much money New Mexico can commit during the 2019 session. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Senator Bernie Sanders remains the nation's most well-known Democratic socialist, but the party is gaining more members and attention across the country. Some thoughts on that from commentator Peter Goodman.
A recent radio show with local members of Democratic Socialists of America left me reflecting on socialism, civility, tactics, and how old I am. Socialism is a sweet concept. Mostly Christians advocated it till socialism became a curse word when the idea got intertwined with Russia's nationalist ambitions. Stalin was a dictator, and some folks found Soviet communism's godlessness a deal-breaker. Socialism means turning public assets, resources, and energies to the public good, making things at least livable for all. Should everything belong to a few rich folks? Pure ideologies are silly. Every nation has some mixture of capitalism and socialism. Governing means adding ingredients, stirring, tasting, and adding more chili. Greedy folks usually seek and obtain more than their share under any system. But does that mean greed should be our motto? Should we roll over while they try to turn even our schools and prisons into private cash cows? Democratic socialism isn't witchcraft or devil worship. It's a bunch of ideals, mostly values we say we support. We could use more socialism and more democracy than we have now, and single-payer health care for all, like most civilized nations. Could socialism serve successfully as a system of government here? That's a question we're unlikely to face soon. It was DSA folks who shouted shame at Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen until she left a Mexican restaurant. On radio, I questioned whether that was right or tactically effective. My DSA friends say membership numbers jumped when the video went viral. Another guest rightly said that the impolite incident was minor beside the crimes and blunders being committed in our name by our federal government. And Trump has ratcheted up discourtesy and ethnic prejudice. Is civility lost forever? Can a democracy survive without it? Yeah, I know, congressmen caned each other just before the Civil War, but that was just before what, again? Or am I just old? Conventional citizens thought we were impolite when we protested the Vietnam War. We probably were. We started out real polite, as we'd been during the Civil Rights Movement, but it didn't stay that way. Our shouting got attention and helped more reasonable folks legislate change. Each movement for change has to be loud and disruptive enough to wake folks up without estranging more people than it inspires. In 2018, should we shout for abolishing ICE because in a perfect world that would be right? Or shut up about that because we might help Republicans manipulate frightened voters? Beats me. I only know that we need to effect positive change.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.